God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Hi, Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ah, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Oh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Oh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Ooh, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ooh, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Aroo! Tonight the dog poet is in the saucer pod, somewhere near Vrindavan. That's supposed to be a place, in a place, called Uttar Pradesh. It sounds strange with the Uttar, but I guess it all depends on the Pradesh. Anyway, Krishna hung out there, so it would interest me, and ergo, why we're in the saucer pod near Vrindavan. Krishna, in one of his many forms, is here and busily at work helping the bad guys show you that they are the bad guys. The head of the International Money Fund, a global counterfeiting, third world debt enslaving, gangster bank, like the World Bank, and the central banks, which were all some kind of Rothschild affiliate, which of course connects to the Hell Bank of Manifest Earth. If that's what you want, hey, that's what you get. Sometimes I'm a little apprehensive of radio shows. What am I going to talk about? Do I go dark for a while and come out reaching light, or do I just stay light? I don't want to lie, although I have lied a time or two, not particularly on the radio, but I have not made it a chosen profession. See, we all lie one way or another, if only for the sake of harmony. Sometimes we don't even know that we're lying, and that's a bad place to be. This is Kali Yuga. That's also a bad place to be. It's where the laundry gets done. It's a bad day at Black Rock for the bad guys' time, and we're in the apocalypse factor of that moment. That guy at the IMF, I won't dignify him with a name, he could purchase all the hot-to-trot women that the world has got, legal and illegal, depending on whatever laws they made for everyone else while they do what they do. But the impulse took him to attack a housemaid. Chambermaid, you're going to start seeing this all over the place, like with Donald Trump, who's been playing wide and fast with the Everlast. I see where someone said that the Wall Street criminals didn't do anything illegal, just unethical, but Didn't a lot of laws get changed just so that these crimes could be committed? Why, visible? I believe you're correct, sir. Thank you. That and $10 will get me a cup of coffee from the Palestine Genocide Espresso Machine. Yes, today is Nakba. Nakba is what happened when the criminal banking syndicate calling itself Israel descended on Palestine. Israel has made it against the law to recognize the day, and they've gunned down some children today to make that point. Yeah, to make the point that you can't activate in respect of what happened to you when the mafia, to end all mafias, descended on your land and violently threw you off of it. It didn't have to be there. It was only a crime syndicate looking to be legitimized by nationhood. But there's a spiritual angle here, and has a lot to do with the deception that has been practiced on the mind of humanity for many and many a year. I don't want to turn over that rock tonight. That rock is one of my litmus tests by which I measure if someone is authentic. People come, people go. Not necessarily talking about Michelangelo, to paraphrase T.S. Eliot. Well, he knew what was going on. Marlon Brando and Orson Welles knew, and so did Jack Kerouac and many another who has trod on the road of the performance of truth. Should that be possible? But let's let sleeping Gila monsters be this night, and rather wax rhapsodic about the Great One who has us all in his hands, her hands. Well, that part of it's complicated only because it's so simple. You're going to be rewarded to the degree of your intensity to be in the presence and your hope of sharing it. You need look no further for a vocation, and no matter what you may be presently doing, you can just tell yourself you're about the Master's work and believe that to be the case because you have to serve someone. For me, that means to take the hard road down here. Here in this plane, the hard road, because that road leads there. And anyone who believes this to be true must put their money where their mouth is. And baby, your money is you. You are the currency and the medium of exchange. Invest wisely. Surely you've heard someone somewhere say words similar in effect to these. The message doesn't change. We're only dealing with one commodity, and that is love. With love or absent love. Love in service to the true self or the false self. In one case, God fills up your tank every day. You grow younger in the years. You slip between the riffling cards of time, so to speak. On the other hand, you gain another kind of currency here. It's only negotiable here, and only by so much. I'm not knocking it. I use it when I have to, because I'm here. But I don't see it as anything more than a tool, and I don't need an enormous tool shed with 24-hour armed guards, not when I have four-armed Davis to help me make my way. These are incredible times. I wish I had the means to communicate how incredible and how important these times are, but I can't. I don't even know how incredible they are because all my measuring tools are limited as well. I'm limited, but I'm looking to have those boundaries widened considerably, and this is the time for it. This is a time when what you really want can really happen. I know the global upheaval and off-the-charts transformations are on the doorstep. But there are two directions that life is moving in. And the existence of the one renders the other nothing more than special effects for the bad guys. Surely some good guys go behind the curtain with all of this too, but their ticket is punched through for the final destination. You're about to see some twisted comedies that no earthly scriptwriter could put together so well. The master of it all is on the scene and slowly unwinding every rope upon which hangs each separate fate. There's time to transform in so many, many cases, but will they? Will the force of the apocalypse be enough to grant them vision and time, or will it be to no avail? That is known only to the master of fates. We're at the tail end of a 26,000-year ride, 24,000-year ride, whatever it is. We're the smaller part of all that is past, and which we have little record of since they burned the library at Alexandria, and yet to discover the other buried records, but they'll come up shortly. I don't know how long this means of communication will remain open. Could remain open for the duration? It could go down for a while, or it could go down in part. That's all out of my ken, so we'll just aroo around as we go. I want to stay open and flowing this evening because it's all about getting where you want to go. You can be right next door to the place you want to be and still be 100,000 miles and an additional lifetime apart, and I don't want to work with those coordinates. I like the quantum leap thing. I took drugs to find God in the first place. It's not like I'm shy about it. What's that you say? It's illegal? Imagine my shock. And imagine my comprehension of why. Of course, alcohol isn't illegal. And I went a few rounds with alcohol in earlier times, and I will tell you that there is no drug that's as bad for you as alcohol, which is on a par with heroin. They control both of those, but they don't want you nosing around in the cosmic equipment larder. Too late. I don't know what I would do under other circumstances. I would probably be a yogi, but this is the Kali Yuga, and you need serious thrusters to power past certain lead curtains. It's one thing to deal with hallucinations you get in the psychotropic realm, but it's a whole other thing to deal with the illusions of this world otherwise, and I would just as soon take my chance with the Outriders. I'm only talking about this because I've discovered something profound. Well, profound for me, anyway. I don't need to do any of that anymore now. My Lady Kundalini is coming to visit me shortly, and she's going to take me to the High Tower. And my ticket has been punched through in that regard, too, so. Cooperating with this world would have gotten me worse than dead long ago. I see the bodies on the sides of the road. I see the walking dead. If you're not looking for spiritual truth, then you're walking dead. Or you're waltzing in the Overlook Hotel in The Shining. There isn't any other point to life. You could argue that you have to raise a family, since you set that up. I suspect you must, but don't let that keep you from making a part of the program. Hey, whatever you're doing, turn it to the One and be employed by the One. Look, God makes it easy. Even if you're a warrior, soldier, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, nothing is better for a warrior than a righteous war. Now, once you figure out righteous, you should be good to go. I don't know where I got it from. I think it's something internal, since I've never seen it in Scripture that I can remember. Maybe it is. I just haven't been able to remember where I read it. If it was written down, I never came across it again over decades. So it's about that term, jihad. What I thought it meant was that it was an internal conflagration where you made war on all the enemies of the self within, as in a cleansing process. So when that Wahhabi, I always want to say wasabi, Wahhabi thing came around with those fatwas and all the rest of that and such, I just figured it was a corruption of something more refined. That's how I look at religions, for the most part. They're a corruption of something that is more refined. I try to read between the lines and see that Scripture is talking to me about something personal. It's not giving me a blueprint to make war on the world or be a soldier in some madman's army. It's showing me how to become the master of myself, and that is what God is. I suspect it takes a bit of time. I'm in the middle of it at the moment, and I can hardly believe some of the good news that I'm getting because, well, it's got nothing to do with down here except for a new way of handling it. It's not about getting more of it or this or whatever's out here. It's more a chance to get rid of it, but it's probably not something I should talk about anyway because it certainly will be self-evident in any case. This is the cool thing about making God the point of your life. It doesn't matter how many times you screw up. You pay the price and you just keep coming. You pay your dues. You take your knocks. You learn your lessons. And you just keep coming. Eh? You just keep coming, and at some point it has to smooth out. You have to make some decisions, and believe me, the ineffable is right there in your head through the whole thing, and your heart. Even so, for some reason that doesn't often occur to you and me. As much as you know that God is your co-pilot, you somehow never seem to really believe it with all the evidence that you get. And that's the great thing about the apocalypse. Because it tunes everything up. Whatever you are right now, what you've been through the duration of this time while you're here, it's going to amplify that. And it's going to speed you on your way. If you're on the wrong track, it's an epic moment to switch tracks. It happens. But usually people are hesitant for whatever their reasons are. There are people out there sitting on billions of dollars right now. Enormous sums of money that could make incredible and real statements. And they know the hour is getting nigh, but they keep dragging their toe in the dirt like they're trying to talk to some girl in junior high. And boy, you don't want to be late for this prom. Well, it seems I've talked myself out of time, which means that I will probably see you next week, if there is one, and I suspect there will be. In the meantime, I would recommend that you assess where you are at in terms of where you want to be and take a good hard look at where it is you think you want to be, because most things actually happen. The problem is that we find we did not want what we thought we did. Well, there's only one thing worth having anyway, isn't there? And it can take a long, long, long time to figure that out. All right then. Hare Krishna. Aloha and Aru.
You can see him in the morning when the sun is.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.